Waking up again, huh? Waking up again in that dirty little cot. Feeling your hands, Jane. Once again in that little cot, huh? The cinder block wall next to you. The way if you pull the chains, they hurt a little bit. That whole thing. And that single light. Just enough light so that the room is all dark, huh? Nice kind of medium temperature. And you, chained into the bed, huh? Hearing that door creak open. Seeing the shadows. The shadows of me. Watching me come forward to you once again, huh? Coming forward. The way I stand in front of you, looking at you, huh? That bottle of water in my hand. Leaning forward, looking at your eyes, seeing how much of you is left. Tipping that bottle up to your mouth, huh? That bitter water taste. Don't taste quite like water, do it, boy? No. Drugging you, huh? And then stepping back, huh? Setting it down. Grabbing that hood. Pulling it down over your head once again, huh? That dirty sensation of me pulling the hypno hood down over your eyes. Feeling it, huh? Feeling it drop down. Hearing me. Time for another session, boy. Time to warp and pervert you. Time to ruin you forever. And the way, huh? The way you can't stop yourself from listening. Hearing my voice once again. Chained in that bed. Funny, huh? Chained and stuck, huh? The dirty thoughts. Lodged inside your mind forever. The perverted thoughts. So many perverted thoughts, eh? A homosexual. Finding yourself. Being there. So many questions. So many thoughts inside your mind. Feeling the words. My voice. My words. Inside your mind. Hearing me. As you breathe, as you listen. As we reprogram, as we brainwash. Over and over. The sounds of my voice. Telling you about your life as a homosexual. Realizing how it's turning you on. Finding yourself unable to stop listening. Over and over the words, the fantasy. Chained, forced to listen. Forever made into a queer, a dirty homosexual. Not a nice one, no, 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 no. Slutty, perverted, so horny, eh? So many things planted inside your mind, different exercises, different thoughts. You can't stop yourself from listening. As you breathe, chained, forced forever to long for cock, to think about things like kneeling down and sucking a man off while you masturbate. To think about things like being fucked, huh? Feeling his hands touch you. To long and to want. Over and over inside your mind. My words, my voice. So we reprogram you. Making you into a homosexual. Isn't that right? Trying to stop it. Can't stop it. Forced to listen. Chained, breathing and listening, my words inside your mind as you masturbate over and over, pumping and coming, hearing all of the words, all of the sounds. Desperate, desperate, eh, for cock. Realizing the truth, you've always been a homo, huh? You'll always be a homo. Isn't that right? Finding the words looping inside your mind as you dream. All of your visions filled, eh? Filled with thoughts. Dirty thoughts. Man-sex thoughts over and over. Breathing and listening. What it'd be like to lick his nipples? What it'd be like to touch his penis? What it'd be like to find a man who'll just use you on the down low, huh? Fucking you in the mouth all the time. Dirty thoughts. Dirty thoughts. What it's like, huh? To go to his place. To knock on his door, to see him there, just an average man in his t-shirt and jeans, huh? to see him there as he nods and opens the door and lets you in his dirty little place, to once again come into his living room and kneel down and suck his cock, quietly sucking his cock while he looks at porn until he comes, and then just leaving, huh? Over and over, lodged inside your mind, can't stop yourself from listening, having to listen over and over, what it's like, huh? To be there, to find your bud, your drive-by bud, huh? Who likes to come by the place, pick you up in his car, and take you off and get a hand job, huh? To be there, to walk out, to see his car once again, that dirty car, huh? To lean over by the window, to look down, that dirty sensation of seeing him once again, huh? Seeing him smile and nod, unlocking the door for you as you get in. Once again, another drive, the way he whips the car around the corner, finds a secluded place to park. And then you, huh? Just quietly jerking his dick off until he comes in your hand. Isn't that right? Time and again, over and over, thinking about it, longing for it, wanting it. And then the way he whips you back to the place, huh? Drops you off. Once again, huh? Finding yourself, all of your thoughts, all of your visions, centered on your needs, your wants, your desires, man sex, homosexual love, feeling him come, making him come, finding yourself with those thoughts, huh? Being there in the public restroom, noticing that stall that's open, glancing down, seeing the buck standing there with his dick out, the way, huh, he looks like such a troll, but he's got his cock out. You can't stop yourself, huh? Glancing over your shoulder, realizing that right now, if you move, right now, no one's going to see. And stepping into that stall, huh? Pushing that door shut, locking it, dropping to your knees, pushing his belly back a little bit, and pulling his cock into your mouth. And feeling his hand come to your head, right there, using your mouth to pump himself off. Time and again, over and over inside your mind, all of the thoughts, all of the visions, can't stop yourself, don't want to, pumping and coming, making yourself come over and over, hearing my words, my voice, lodged inside your mind forever, as you breathe, as you listen, dirty homosexual thoughts looping through your mind, over and over. You can't stop yourself. All of the thoughts, being there, huh? Seeing him, the lonely old troll. Seeing him there in the alley, so horny, so horny. And simply walking up and telling him, she'll give him $20 if he'll let you, huh? If he'll let you touch his penis and maybe fuck you, huh? And that whole thing right there of finding your feet, turning and moving, unable to stop yourself, walking up, propositioning, slipping him a 20, and stepping around into the piece of grass and dropping to your knees, huh? The scent, the dirty, sweaty scent of his cock, forever lodged in your sinuses. As you inhale, tasting the sweaty scent, huh? Tasting the sweat and dirt and grime. As you begin to clean his cock with your mouth, realizing, forever, a homosexual, can't stop yourself, a dirty, perverted homo. Time and over, the words looping inside your mind. How it started as a fantasy. Can't stop yourself, over and over, taking action on my words, breathing and listening, feeling him grab at you and clutch at you as he pushes you down. Feeling his hands go to your fly and open, pushing your pants down. Feeling yourself push down onto your chest. Feeling him behind you. Feeling the hard spike of his cock. Time and again, over and over, as you breathe, as you listen. feeling him push it against you, opening, finding yourself, living the life you've longed for, to be used, to be fucked by men you don't know, to be used and fucked, it's a cum dump, over and over, feeling his hands grab at your hips, hearing him harumph and grunt, until suddenly you feel that wet splash inside you. Once again, waking and realizing it's not just a fantasy, it's reality. A homosexual cum dump. Can't stop yourself. Don't want to. Over and over, listening and breathing. My words, my voice. You listen over and over. Time and again, because it feels
in the way,
good,
huh?
Isn't that after right? After a time, you can't stop yourself. All of the dirty thoughts, seeing them in your mind's eye. All of the perversion, seeing yourself there, doing all of the dirty things, being all of the dirty visions, being in the center of them, the way you can't stop yourself. The way you don't want to, huh? Finding yourself humping there against your chains, holding yourself, trying to get off once again, stuck, listening to my voice, pinned and trapped, huh? Over and over inside your mind, forever, my forced hypnosis,
acknowledging the truth, perverted,
listening over and over,
ruined,
my words,
my voice.
Loops
as you breathe,
inside your mind,
as you listen,
savoring the sounds, you can't stop yourself, longing, isn't that right? Being there, huh? Being there in that restroom of the bar, seeing him, the way he look at you, them cowboy boots, those tight jeans, huh? A real stud, just drunk enough to be goddamn horny, and giving you just enough of an eye where you know, huh? And finding yourself walking out with him, watching his shoulders, watching those lean hips, huh? Watching the way he just stride on out, following him out, huh? Following him out until he gets you next to his van, and just pushing you up against the side of the van, and the way he just lean in and start kissing you, and let his hand fall down, huh? Fall down into your crotch, feeling his hand, taking his lips, feeling his hand as he starts to jerking at your dick a little bit, getting you nice and hard, and hearing him say, I've always wanted the 69 in my van. Feeling the way, as he opens that door, looking at him, the thoughts of what it's going to be like to have him laying on top of you, huh? Out in the parking lot of the bar, feeling him, push you into his van a little bit, slipping your shoes off, slipping your pants off, taking your shirt off, laying there on the carpet, and feeling the way, as he kicks his boots off, that scent of that leather, and then watching him drop them jeans, and looking up and seeing that thick tulle, and right there is the streetlights, hitting him as he starts to drop down on you, right there, realizing a hypnotized homosexual, isn't that right? Taking his cock in your mouth, breathing and listening, feeling his mouth on yours, as you focus, as you breathe, as you listen, my words, my voice, obeying all of the sounds, all of the sensations, trapped, chained, forever, all of the thoughts lodged inside your mind. Being there, your first day at work, once again finding yourself trapped in the visions, seeing the new boss, the job I've got for you, huh? The new boss, fat, kind of greasy-looking guy, balding, the way his tummy sticks out from his shirt, those gray slacks, the way they don't fit well. Those ugly shoes that are obviously worn out, huh? Seeing all the books and the dust in the office, and hearing me say once again inside your mind, part of the reason that I've gotten you this job is he likes head every single day, and you're going to give it to him. And that whole thing of glancing and seeing him there at his desk, and the way he's looking at you once again, and the way that you know that that means it's time to suck him off. Finding your feet moving, unable to stop yourself, walking forward, dropping to your knees, seeing that penis as he digs it out of his shorts, and the way your mouth automatically goes to it, feeling his hands work to the back of your head, pushing you down. Once again inside your mind, isn't that right? Breathing and listening, all of the sounds, all of the sensations. My words, my voice, isn't that right? Because it feels good, over and over, to listen as you suck, as you masturbate, hypnotized, made into a masturbating homosexual who can't stop himself from having sex with men, every man, any man, constantly, so horny, all of the thoughts, the dirty thoughts lodged inside your mind, seeing your mind, seeing me inside your mind, hearing me inside your mind as I explain to you how I'm taking the knobs and the buttons and pushing and pulling them, your knob for sexuality, pushing it all the way over to homosexuality, huh? Turning it all the way over to homo. Isn't that right? Grabbing that lever that represents your interest, your lust, and pushing it up to high. Hearing my words and my voice, seeing me as I reprogram you, seeing me inside your mind, pushing the buttons, grabbing the knobs and twisting them, making you crave sex with lonely old men, making you crave sex with losers, making you long to be the kind of person who will suck someone off in a public restroom. Time and again, over and over inside your mind, my words, my voice, finding yourself stuck, unable, can't stop yourself from listening, hearing all of the words chained in my little cinder block dungeon, strapped to a gurney, hearing the words loop inside your mind. A homo, isn't that right? A perverted homosexual, the kind that'll have sex with anybody, huh? See tool in a head, drop down on it, suck it off, jerk some guy off in his car without a fucking blink. Search for cock online constantly. Crave getting fucked raw. Hell yes. Hell yes. My words, my voice, lodged inside your mind as you breathe, as you listen. Seeing them there, huh? In the quarter booth. Seeing him there. As he's watching porn. That dirty black man, huh? Seeing him. Hearing him. Offer you his dick. Finding yourself dropping to your knees and pushing your face into his crotch. Inhaling the scent of his crotch. Feeling his dick so hard, letting your hands roam to his ass. All of the sensations, all of the words inside your mind, time and again. Letting your mouth begin getting him off. Teasing him, tasting him. Letting your hands roam to his ass. Feeling him fuck your mouth. Isn't that right? Hypnotized into a homosexual. Can't stop yourself. You've always been a homo. You and I know that. Suck his dick. Get him off. Feeling him. Feeling the sensation of his cock coming in your mouth. Once again, serving in the quarter booths. Once again, unable to stop yourself. Because it feels good to listen to the sound of my voice over and over inside your mind. Returning, breathing and listening, time and again, knowing that I'm reprogramming you, locking you up, forcing the hood on you, making you listen over and over as you breathe. Time and again, my words, my voice inside your mind, over and over, all of the thoughts, all of the sensations, driving you mad with lust, huh? Keeping you, forcing you, to listen over and over to all of the different files. You can't stop yourself. You don't get to stop yourself. I control you. You are a sexual puppet. Isn't that right?
Sensation.
Forever. Inside your mind. Here in the door, you think? The clunk. Here in my boots. And then feeling. Feeling, huh? So I start pulling the hood. Pulling the hood off your head. That whole thing, once again, huh? Bringing you back out. Being right there, huh? Seeing me. That light. The only real thing in the room is you lay on your little gurney, huh? Hearing me. Huh. Looks like you're still okay, huh? Yeah. Fucking with you. And the way I loom in, huh? Seeing that water bottle. Bringing it up to your lips again. Another dirty drink. The way it's so bitter, huh? Stepping away. Watching. Watching me. Disappear back out that door. Hearing it shut. And hearing me lock it.